Parts of it. One, the search for the wreckage, which is incredibly important to make some determination about what happened. And secondly, trying to identify the two individuals who were traveling on stolen passports. It's not common, but it is not unheard of either, that stolen passports can be repurposed and used mainly for the quality of the passports themselves. Given the right circumstances, and in this case clearly it worked, they were able to board and gain entry. And they would be doctored up. They would be individuals who would have the skill set to change those passports just enough that they could identify with the individual in that was using it.
All right, it was a flight that was going from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, Malaysian Airlines. Flight 370 has disappeared. It happened over the weekend. They're looking, all kinds of aircraft, all kinds of boats are looking through waters where they believe they might have found something. They think they've spotted the door, one of the doors, floating in the waters where they think the crash site is. And they're trying to determine the identities, as you heard there, Congressman Mike Rogers talking about. They're trying to identify the two people who boarded the plane with fake passports. There were a few Americans on board the flight. In fact, there were four Americans and a baby on the flight. More than 200 people total. 200 people total. And there was the brothers of the man who was on the Malaysian plane that went missing over South China. They said on Sunday that their family is doing everything they can, leaning on their faith and holding out hope for good news. They saw their brother about a week ago. He's an IBM executive who was working in Beijing over the last couple of years. His name is Philip Wood. He's one of the Americans, and he had just returned home from Asia before his next assignment, which was in Kuala Lumpur. He came back to Texas to visit his family before relocating so that they were able to so they were able to see him. And his family, and he was from a Dallas suburb called Keller, Texas. And what a sad thing that is. He was one of three Americans on that Boeing 777 when it lost contact with air traffic control, cruising from Kuala Lumpur, as I mentioned, to Beijing. 227 passengers, 12 crew members. And it's not known with whom the other two Americans were traveling. One was very young, Nicole Meng, who was 4, and Yan Zhang, 2 years old. Oof, what a sad thing to get that phone call. I think it's just a typical weekend, especially after you've just seen someone. So there's nothing but questions about this flight and what could have happened. A lot of speculation. Now finding the door and having so much help in trying to locate this missing plane may make this happen a lot faster, could happen sooner rather than later. And they're looking at, you know, the 777 is one of the most popular and typically one of the safest rides, by the way, in the air. But they're looking at why that jet might have gone missing. What could have caused the disappearance of the plane? The parts of the plane, they say the most dangerous parts of a flight are takeoff and landing. So you don't usually have too much happen when the plane is cruising, when it's high up above the clouds. So the disappearance of the plane into its flight on Saturday morning over the South China Sea has made the experts assume that this had to be something that happened quickly and that the pilots had no time to make any kind of a distress call. That they had no time to do that. And it looks like there was sort of an abrupt breakup of the plane or something that led it into a steep dive. Now they're, of course, talking about the possibility of terrorism or a pilot purposely crashing the plane. Oh, my. I mean, this is all just speculation because it was sudden and violent the way it happened, all that kind of stuff. There's no radio, call for radio help. So no call. That's what has led the scenarios to come out. But no matter what, they're not ruling out any possibilities. They're just saying that the best clues will probably come from the flight data and the voice recorders and looking at the wreckage. Because usually, like I said, the crashes happen in the big planes, commercial airlines, when they take off and start to climb from an airport, or when they're coming in, like we saw with the Asiana flight, that jet in San Francisco, or when they're coming in for a landing. In fact, we have a statistic that just 9% of fatal accidents happen when a plane is at cruising altitude. Doesn't usually happen the other way around. So they'll be looking for, obviously they're looking for the flight, they'll be looking for any kind of clues as to what that was. And a bomb or any kind of an airframe failure, one of the first things that will be the size of the debris field. If it's large and spread out over tens of miles, then it broke apart at a high elevation. That could signal a bomb or some kind of airframe failure too. If it's smaller, then it fell from, and it fell intact and it broke up while it was coming in contact with the water from 35,000 feet, that would show something different. They can speculate all they want, but they really have no idea until they're able to see some of that and come to a conclusion. But at this point, it's not looking likely that it's going to be good news of any sort, especially if they're saying they're speculating, they think they found a door. I don't think so. That means whatever it was, a bomb, a failure, pilot suicide, which is crazy, but there have been two jet crashes in the 1990s. Remember there was an Egypt Air flight, and there was another one, a Silk Air flight, and they thought both of those were caused by the pilots deliberately crashing the planes. They didn't declare them suicides, but it was pretty acknowledged that they thought they were caused by deliberate actions. Wow. The mystery we'll be talking about, it, I'm sure, throughout the week as more things start to unfold about this Malaysian airline. Sad that several Americans were on board, but there were many other people from several other countries, too, that were visiting or there on business and were going from Kuala Lumpur to China. That is the buzz in the backyard. What happened to this flight? What caused it to disappear? And they're no closer to solving that riddle now at this point. CPAC wraps up after 4 or 5 days in the nation's capital. What have the Republicans discussed or the conservatives discussed of any value heading into elections coming up in November, the midterm elections and then the presidential elections in 2016? We'll talk about it next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the true human need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Well, right, you got a bloody right to say, right, you're bloody well right, you know you got a right to say, you're bloody well right, you know you're right to say.
Any theories on that airline, you can give me a buzz, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, kicking off another week. Here we go deeper into March and a couple of big events coming up, including St. Patrick's Day. The Chicago River gets the thumbs up to go green. I have to say, Savannah, Georgia is a big place for St. Patrick's Day. Obviously New York, and I've done the New York thing. It's cool. The zillion people seem to be in that parade, and it's really a fun place to be. But I love the fact that they dye the river green. There's a punchline in there somewhere, I swear to you. Hey, it's all about tweeting, but not when you don't do it well. The tweet that seemingly went round the world, we'll talk about that coming up in our next segment. But before we get there, CPAC is a wrap. And this is the big conservative hubbub, the big meeting, to really go deep and talk about what do we need to do. We're fed up with what's happening. How do we need to be successful? How do we need to knock off Hillary in 2016? Which, by the way, I love that they're already saying it's Hillary. She's definitely the Democratic nominee, which she's not, but she's seems to be the favorite without a doubt. So they did the straw poll. They always do the straw poll. And the straw poll, the CPAC straw poll, went to Rand Paul. I don't think that this is necessarily a surprise. The Kentucky senator is certainly on the short list of potential candidates to run for president in 2016, right? And he knows all about this, seeing his father go through the process. Ron Paul, the ex congressman, longtime ex-congressman from Texas, and he inched a little bit closer to becoming really a contender, a full-fledged contender, by outlining what could likely be a platform which really appeals to younger voters. That's what Paul's going for. And then pushing back the whole idea that he's not very big on foreign policy. He's saying he would try to expand the Republican Party to include the younger and more libertarian-minded voters. And he laid it out just a day after winning the presidential straw poll and a couple of days after there was a piece in the Washington Post suggesting that he really is emerging as the top choice in the conservative wing of the Republican Party. What do you think? Would Rand Paul be your choice right now today? If you had to make that choice, would he be your choice to be the Republican nominee for press? And Paul's saying he's tapping into young Americans, especially people that are fed up with the National Security Agency tapping their cell phone records and whatnot, saying that the Fourth Amendment is just as important as the Second Amendment. And he's been pretty critical of the NSA the entire time he's served. And he defended his foreign policy views. He was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on Fox, including his position that the United States should seek respectful relations with Putin. He said he would warn Putin that he's creating chaos, potentially the next Syrian-type crisis. He also said he embraces the Reagan maxim of don't mistake our reluctance for war for a lack of resolve. So that's the push from Paul. Do you think he would be the one? It's interesting because they set him up with, Paul finished with 30 in the CPAC poll. He finished with 31% of the CPAC vote ahead of the Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who should probably be his top competitor for that spot. But he didn't take the bait and didn't criticize Cruz at all with the whole government shutdown and dismantling Obamacare or any of that kind of stuff. And I love what he said. I mean, I respect people for saying this. Paul said, I don't spend a lot of time trying to drag people down. That's the perfect answer, and that's exactly how he appears to be. But he's right about this. One of the things that they have to do if they're going to have any shot of winning is to attract the younger voters. That is critical. I mean, think about this. Obama won the younger vote in 2012 by a 3-1 margin. But that popularity now is dropping. It's dropped 20 to 30 percentage points in that demographic. So it is an opportunity. He's right. It is an opportunity for the right Republican to try to come along and engage people who are younger. I mean, that's the future after all. They don't want to see the drag down thing. I agree with that. They want to hear, what are you going to do for us? What hasn't been done, and how are you going to get us jobs, and what are you going to do to ensure that we actually have a decent future? That's what they're hoping to hear and see, and maybe Paul is going to be the answer to that. He certainly has a shot. What if it, and I don't foresee this happening, but could you really have a Paul Cruz ticket? I don't know that they would go that way. And I don't know, frankly, that Cruz would want to be the undercard on that or that he would have to be. I'd say that they're probably, in some ways, running neck and neck. Probably. But CPAC was all about that, laying out platforms, talking about potential, talking about what has to happen. Newt Gingrich had a heavy presence there, especially in the last day or two. And in front of the mics, when it was Newt's shot, he talked about going after Hillary, going after Obama is a weak position. that it doesn't do anything for the Republicans, and they need to get beyond that because that's not going to win elections. And that's, I think that's that whole thing with the younger vote. It's really about what are you going to do? What are your solutions, not dogging the people that are in there now. So if there is a switch there, you might see some actual movement in the bullpen. And you had, you know, virtually a who's who at CPAC this time around, which it always is, but one person who hadn't been invited last time around was Chris Christie, and he spoke earlier in last week and talked about a couple of things that had to happen with the Republican Party, this, you know, where he saw the Republican Party heading, and he actually got a standing ovation, but to me, he's not the nominee. The fact that he was invited was smart. I wonder if he would be the undercard to Rand Paul. You'd have to get beyond any stain of scandal of the whole bridge closing thing for that to happen. And it's not impossible, but that would have to be in his rear view mirror without a doubt. It would have to be in his rear view mirror, or that wouldn't happen. But Paul with the NSA thing and government overreach and libertarian views, he could reach some of the in-between people. He could reach more of the conservative core, as he did being elected by the Tea Party in Kentucky to that Senate spot. So that may carry over enough to give him that push, that oomph, to be the guy who gets the nod. It's funny how long you talk about this, and then before you know it, in a blink of an eye, here we will be in 2015, and we'll be talking about some of the potential places and where they're going to have these debates and what's going to happen and who's going to be on the other side and who's running and who's trying to run and all that good stuff. And right now it's up in the air, I would say. It's up in the air for sure. All right, coming back, why words mean something, especially when you tweet them.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Twitter, it seems so innocuous, but has such a big reach. It's the way a lot of people are communicating, and it's crazy the reach of this form of social media. I mean, it really is. There are so many people who have gotten fired for their tweets, for simply putting something out that they thought was clever and that they didn't believe was going to put them in the soup, as I call it. But guess what? It did. So now we got somebody else who said something that has really sent out a shockwave in the social media world. And it's a Minnesota lawmaker. He's a state rep named Pat Garofalo. He sent out a tweet on Sunday that said this. Let's be honest, 70% of teams in the NBA could fold tomorrow, plus nobody would notice a difference with the possible exception of an increase in street crime. So the way that was taken, he's saying, was not what he intended. He was saying that when he tweeted that, he was talking about the NBA's high arrest rate and that they are the only major pro league that's testing positive for marijuana is not a substance abuse violation. He said that's all that he was talking about. But that's not the way people responded to it. Within 2 hours of sending out that little tweet, 600 people retweeted it, and hundreds of people responded, saying the comment he made in the tweet was racist. Matt's all over Twitter. He gets it, I think, the reach of Twitter and how some people are great at it, and it's really an informational tool. But what's your take, Matt, on your state rep there in Minnesota?
This is the thing I think about this, and I was actually talking to some buddies about it, that if this was somebody, let's say, like a Daniel Tosh, a comedian, who tweets that out, you know, maybe somebody would make a little fuss over it, but it'd be kind of forgotten about in like a day. When you're an elected official, you can't really be doing things like that because people will make a big deal of it. And then subsequently, all the Twitterverse, as people call it, you know, they went through his timeline, found other, you know, kind of, I don't know, borderline tweets too. So now it's a bigger deal than it ever was to begin with. And now I just looked, it's been retweeted like 955 times.
Wow.
There's like a lot of blog sites are like making posts about it. There's celebrities that are responding to it. So it's definitely going to be a heck of a morning for him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be answering those questions. I guarantee it'll be all over the morning news. Absolutely. And, you know, when you think of, it's like you said, the Twittersphere, you think of people who have been caught in this. There was one girl who had a job offer from Cisco, and she tweeted out thinking, okay, hey, this is what she wrote. Cisco just offered me a job. Now I have to weigh the utility of a fatty paycheck against the daily commute to San Jose and hating the work. Right after that, there was a reply from a Cisco employee who said, who is the hiring manager? I'm sure they would love to know that you will hate the work. We are very versed in the web. Whoa. And then there was this, there was Ner Rosen, the whole list of people. And I scoured the internet to remember some of them and there, of course, there's lists and lists of this, but Ner Rosen was a law fellow at a university in New York. He tweeted some crazy remarks about Lara Logan's sexual assault. Remember, she was a reporter for CBS that had that horrific thing happen to her when Egypt was exploding. And the tweeting started with Lara Logan had to outdo Anderson. Where was her buddy McChrystal? And then, of course, he was apologizing, and he had to end up resigning from the fellowship the next day after he did that. Because she was stripped naked and dragged through the streets, and it was a terrible thing that happened to her. And, of course, immediately that's what happened with him.
And just to show you how much traction this is getting, my buddy actually just texted me right now that ESPN has the tweet scrolling on its bottom line right now.
Well, of course, yes, and they'll be talking about it, I'm sure. Dan Patrick and everybody else, everybody who does a sports talk show will be talking about it. You had the tweet of Gilbert Gottfried, who was the Affleck duck, remember that? And he made jokes about the Japanese tsunami on Twitter. He said, Japan is really advanced. They don't go to the beach comes to them. Of course, he was fired immediately. You know, all those people died in that tsunami. Then there was the story about the person who had was an extra on Glee, and she tweeted some of the plot spoilers that she heard on the set. She was tweeting it out. And the producer of the show responded to her tweet and said, hope you're qualified to do something besides work in entertainment. Because she gave out the plots. I mean, not thinking. I think people think there's an invisible wall somehow, and it's not gonna touch you. Then there was another guy, a Toronto sportscaster, Damian Goddard. He was fired for tweeting out his opinion on same-sex marriage. He said, I completely and wholeheartedly support Todd Reynolds and his support for the traditional and true meaning of marriage. And, of course, hockey agent Todd Reynolds had criticized Rangers forward Sean Avery for publicly supporting the cause of same-sex marriage. So there you go. And, I mean, the list goes on and on. There was the famous one, Ozzie Guillen, the manager for the White Sox, the Chicago White Sox, who got ejected from a baseball game and started tweeting about it. And he said the ejection was pathetic and the umpire was a tough guy. And then he was suspended for two games for that. It seems to happen a lot in entertainment and in sports, too. There was even a CNN fired a senior editor, Octavia Nazer, who tweeted proclaiming respect for the Ayatollah Muhammad Fadallah and saying, you know, and of course, the AP called Fadallah staunchly anti-American and linked to bombings that killed 260 Americans. She apologized, but they ditched her. It didn't matter. And celebrities are getting constantly nailed with this. Celebrities that tweet things out, but also things that are tweeted about them. There was HBO had a series called Hunged, and Jane Addams, who was part of that crew, skipped out on a bill at a restaurant for $13 and change. Her server tweeted about it. Her agent came back the next day to pay it. He tweeted again about the lack of a tip, so she came in herself a month later to give a $3 tip. She complained, and then the server was fired. So the server ended up getting fired in the end. And like I said, you can look all over the place, and there's tons of stories about people who have done that, who end up not, I think, like I said, it's an invisible wall. They don't realize where it is. And if you can take the heat and you can afford to lose the job, especially you're getting a job, your new job, and you're tweeting already that you hate the job, you only want the money. Well, what do you think is going to happen once you put that out there? You know, so go figure. For Garofalo, he's going to be a household name. So, if he didn't intend that, he's definitely making noise for what he's tweeted out, and it's going to be covered right and left because there is massive reaction. As Matt was saying, every hour it changes, and then we'll get more play tomorrow, and that'll pump that up again. The National Basketball Association, of course, is considered to have a drug testing policy that's weak for professional sports. But there is some testing for pot. And as Matt pointed out, what's happened is people who know how to use social media, especially, they just dug back into his social media, and they're saying there's other things they can point to with Garofalo that show his history. And you can't, it's tough to go back on that. It's tough to say, okay, well, look what's been tweeted out here in the past. I mean, here's the history of it. So, you know, there you go. And one of his tweets now is kind of being retweeted around saying, he put something out that said, liberal hate group at Education MN declares war on Teach for America while MN Democrats, Minnesota Democrats, fleece taxpayers. A Democrat double dose of dumb. Hashtag MNLEG, so Minnesota Legislature. And at the time for that, he got very little, but he's gonna be retreated even more by the time it's all said and done. This last tweet is the one that they're going to be talking about for a very, very long time. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, our weekly re-rack, talking about an easier way, a cheaper way to surf around and get tests that you need done. It's already coming to 6 states. Rob Grable, we're talking to him next on America Tonight.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In this edition of For Your Health, different things you can do to save money. And it's particularly interesting when we meet people who run companies who actually in the healthcare business are trying to do that, trying to help the people who come to them to get the better deal, to flush it out a little bit more, as I would say, for them. So in our virtual green room, Rob Grable, he's the CEO of Compass, and it's a healthcare company out of New Hampshire. Rob, first of all, the most important question I'm going to ask you is, do you have a lot of snow on the ground out there again?
We have too much snow, Kate. Can I send some your way?
Yeah, that's the thing. I think if you live in New Hampshire, or, you know, I grew up in Philly, but that's a little bit different than New Hampshire. I think you just are born with skis. You have to learn how to ski. Is that it?
That is true. You've got nothing else to do in the wintertime here, so you've got to learn how to ski or skate or do something in the wintertime for sure.
There you go. All right, so first of all, tell us about Compass and tell us, you know, as I was talking about there in the setup, I was saying that what's interesting is I like to meet people who run companies who are trying to manipulate things in a more positive way so people at least know that they can shop around, get a better deal. And you know this. I mean, this is your business. I don't have to preach this to you. People are freaked out when anything's wrong with them or they think something's wrong with them. So already you feel a little bit erratic. And then you start to talk about prices and what to do with people. And you know that they just, their eyes just go bleary with that. So your firm, from what I understand, is actually saving states millions on health care by making people shop around for where they get different procedures, right?
Absolutely, Kate. So you hit it right on the head. What we do is we make it very simple for our customers to shop. We take the guesswork out of it. We make it very simple with our tools and our call center to find out exactly what the prices are going to be before you go. So let's take a New Hampshire example. We talked about skiing at the very top of the conversation. Let's say I banged up my knee. I need to have a knee MRI. For all you weekend warriors out there, what your listeners may not realize is that the cost of that MRI could be thousands of dollars different simply based on where you go. So I'll give you some examples. In some of our markets, we're talking the exact same service, the exact same piece of equipment, in some cases read by the same radiologist in town. Your doctor could recommend you go to the place that is $2,250. What you didn't realize is that there's an imaging center just down the road that's $750. Well, why does it matter? Increasingly, for Americans, that $1,500 extra in cost is coming out of our pockets. So what we do at Compass Healthcare Advisors is make it incredibly simple. We do all the legwork up front. So you use our online tools, give us a phone call. We'll tell you what your options are, what something's going to cost before you go. And what we're doing is generating significant amount of savings for our members and our customers simply by getting them to be more engaged and find out to become better healthcare shoppers.
Ah, there you go. So you're kind of like, are you kind of like the flow of healthcare then?
Absolutely.
So when this all came together, was that the idea, realizing, okay, there's room in this space, we've got a funnel here, let's fill this, this could be our niche?
Absolutely. What we knew for the people that founded Compass was that people were paying far too much for their health care, and they just didn't realize it. And we said, there's got to be a better way to do this. And so the only way that we're going to really help to solve healthcare in this country is by getting people to understand and shop and not be afraid to have those conversations with their physician, with their doctor, say, you know what, if you recommend that I need to have an MRI, I'm going to trust your judgment, but I'm going to shop around. Think of it, Kate. If we go online on Amazon, you know exactly what something's going to cost before you ever have to purchase it. In healthcare, it's absolutely the opposite. Your doctor may not even be able to tell you what something costs. And so we knew there was a better way to do it. And so what we do is we let people shop. They can come to our website, compassha.com. A couple of mouse clicks, get the information they need. They decide how they want to act on that. And then if they choose to go to a lower cost location, here's the best part, Kate. We actually provide a financial incentive reward for doing the right thing. So think about it. Our customers took the time to find out what something cost. They're the ones who did the legwork. They voted with their feet. They generated the savings, and so they should be rewarded. So in the last year, in 2013, our members in one of our markets in New Hampshire, they earned over $400,000 worth of financial incentives for doing the right thing. And in return, they saved almost $4 million worth of claim savings and healthcare cost savings. So we're saving a significant amount of money for our clients. It's incredibly simple, incredibly easy to use. Our customers love it. It's really just been a great program, and we're seeing it continue to expand to different parts of the country.
Yeah, the expansion to the different parts of the country. Where are you now?
We'd like to be everywhere, Kate, but right now we are operating in five different states. So obviously we're located here in New Hampshire, so we operate in a couple states in the Northeast, in New Hampshire, in Maine, in Connecticut, Massachusetts, also in Indiana, in Kentucky, and continuing to expand further south and further west. As we continue to bring our types of solutions to help solve the healthcare crisis in this country.
Yeah, so that's about, you know, the Kentucky is pretty new. That's great. You expanded there. In Kentucky, as you know, people really jumped on board with healthcare. So I would imagine there's a lot of people, some new faces, who are trying to figure this thing out if they have to go get an MRI or some other kind of test. So are you basing it as to where, you know, whenever you roll out a company, and obviously you do the legwork, do you base it somewhat on, okay, people, a lot of people have XYZ insurance here? How do you figure that out? How do you scope out the land, in other words?
It's a great question. So to do what we do, we're more precise than anyone else out there. So we work to get the information to be able to come up with really accurate cost estimates based on the insurance company and the health benefit. Not to get too complicated, but we know more about healthcare than just about anyone else out there. And so when you shop with us, we are incredibly precise. We can tell you that it's going to cost $698 for an MRI of the knee without contrast. So we get really, really precise. And it, what we know is with all the talk about healthcare reform and all the talk about consumerism, all the talk about flying people all over the country or overseas for healthcare, we know that Americans prefer to shop locally. They go to local options. And so what we do is provide options in and around where you live, where you work, where you want to seek care. And then we give you the tools and the information so you can make the best possible choice in terms of the cost and the quality of the options available to you.
Yeah. So you've been in the healthcare game for just over 15 years. When you jumped into this, when you went to school and you got your MBA, did you imagine you'd be on the cutting edge of this kind of stuff?
That's a great question. What was fascinating is I come from an insurance company background, and one of the things that I knew was our members were just paying far too much for healthcare simply because they didn't know any better. And so you've got to get members engage. As Americans, we have to be able to ask questions of our doctors and not feel like, as you mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, if you banged up your knee, you don't really feel good. You don't really, you're not in the right kind of frame of mind to question. You just want to feel better. And so what we do is make it very simple for people to get the information that they need. So we're really excited about the success that we've had. We're continuing to expand, and we think we're, a key to helping solve the healthcare cost crisis in this country, because people talk about healthcare being broken. We have a healthcare cost problem, and until we get that under control, one thing Americans know how to do is shop. And so what we do is we tie into that belief that Americans are shoppers, but Americans also want choice. So we're not going to say, here's the one place you can go. We may say, here's seven places you can go. If you choose to go to one of these three, you're going to generate a significant amount of savings, and we'll give you an incentive reward. We literally send checks in the mail to members that took the time to shop, go on our website, compassha.com, and then we see where they went in the claims, and then we send them a check in the mail because they did the right thing. So we're really excited about the success that we've had.
So, Rob, you can have any kind of insurance, right? Like if I have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or United Health, or whatever it is, I'm basically taking my insurance and shopping around for the specific test, for example. Like, we keep saying the MRI, but that's so big for so many people. So that would be what I would do.
Absolutely. So when you're one of our customers, we automatically know who you are, where you live, what insurance you have. So it doesn't matter whether you have United or Aetna or Blue Cross. We know that information when you contact or shop with us. And so we present information that's relevant to you as a member, where you live, the choices in the service. So we shop hundreds of different services, everything from bone density scans and lab services up to high-end inpatient services like hip replacement. So we're generating a significant amount of savings simply by giving people the tools and the information to become smarter healthcare shoppers.
All right, Rob Graybill, CEO of Compass, thanks for coming on, and good luck with all that skiing.
I appreciate it. I'll save a couple runs for you, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call
call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.